Normally, human use bright colors, whether it's their nail polish, malfuzat. How many people, millions, their lives have been corrected by listening to malfuzat. Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif, Kalamullah. Nobody can reach there. And it has got an effect on a person. And this that a person has to, whatever a person reads, whatever he says, those, and this your reading and blowing, what effect it will have on the child, on the stomach. He needs medicine, he needs treatment, not this year. So, Shahabul Hasan Kharkani Rahmatullah Ali looked at him and then told him, I always thought that you're a very intelligent person and that you're a very knowledgeable person. Today I realize Quran Sharif and you repeat the words, how lot effect. So what we are hearing is having an effect on our heart all the time. And today we have to be consider, we have to consider what we hear, whose words we hear. If, as I say, it's not for everyone that he listens to news. The news reader, his akhlaq and character, whatever he can effect, whose words. Our buzurgs are very careful. Careful. For example, we also had that kitab in our course. It was in the madrasas of India also, An-Nahwul Wadi, which is a very good kitab for teaching Nahwa. But it's written by a person who stands and urinates, a person who is far from deen. So our buzurgs stopped it. You can't call them chicken also. That's why the KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, by a court in America, they are only allowed to advertise it as Kentucky Fries. And the chicken has to be taken out. It's because they say it's not a chicken also. The way it is brought up and the way that thing grows up, it's not even a chicken. They are all the time is crying. So they told him, no problem, it's very easy. Just take him to the town area of the village where the shops and that are. And let him drink tea in a tea shop there. And if you can find a tea shop where music is playing, even better. Take him there. They took him, they found a shop where music was playing. One cup tea was questioned few places. When we listen to news, and in news also, it's all ribat. They're talking bad of this one did this, even if it's the truth of that person. Even if it's allegedly he did this, or he is accused of this, but he's falling in our eyes. So for those who is doing it, so those people who are living with non-Muslims all the time, today, especially our girls who work in non-Muslim environments, in banks, etc., in big companies, you can see the difference of them. And a girl that stays at home, where there is a Muslim environment, And that girl who goes to work, who works in dunya, don't forget your share of enjoyment of dunya also. Whereas this means take your amal to akhirah. Don't your share of dunya, make your amal, prepare and take it to akhirah. But now he justifies it that music, Quran has allowed it, that you must have your enjoyment also. So sometimes you are caught up in a situation where you have no with some laxative. Now he had that laxative. And if it is Jamal Gota, which is very strong laxative, and somebody put it in your gulab jamun, whatever it is, and then you're not to be blamed, you took so much laxative. But running to the toilet, it's not going to just wash up. But when he got dirty, he had to change a tire, he had to work under the car. Now he's going to take a proper bath. He's going to use other things to remove the oil. So the more we are affected, the more we must again. If we were not affected that day by anything so much, so just normal procedure, make your wabin namaz, make tawbah, istighfar, but sharif. We say it's not beneficial. Nobody listens. Nobody pays. All just do what they want to. But Allah says there is benefit. So what is our view compared to Allah's view? And this is not a hadith. It's not the word of buzurgs. It is Quran Sharif ayat. What can be stronger than an ayat of the Quran Sharif? So Allah says there is benefit. Every Nabi, in fact, how many Nabis, what effort they made. Some Nabis, not one person listened to them their whole life. Not one person came into the fold of Islam. Can we ever say that Nabi was a failure? Na'uzubillah. So failure is not measured by how many people listened and how many people benefited. Failure and success is measured that we're not aware we are around. And he was playing with his grandchildren. And how he was playing with them, what sounds and everything. When he realized he was ill at that time. But he wasn't like an ill person. But when he saw us, then he became again. Just very serious again. And not like he's very weak and he's very tired and that. But just now he had got no time for our children. Those children become finished. They become cabbages. They become vegetables. They are useless. And the more you play with a child, so that's quite in order and it's necessary. Play with your children. The mother, parents haven't got so much time. The grandparents, usually they are like more on the retired side, Sharif. And tilawat means that at least you yourself can hear. Tilawat is not like reading with the eyes. So that, and you are reading, your own reading is having an effect on you. A person's own bayans has got an effect on him. That is why Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, may Allah give us tawfiq to follow our elders, that what we're going. So, 10 people telling him one day, next namaz, next day, then automatically he started going. So, when we will speak about these things, and it will take a long, long, long time. Whatever you'll speak for zikr, you can say for donkey years, then zikr will come into you. You'll speak about zikr to do it with its reality, you think of it. So, Buzurgs have said, on which ground you made a guna, on that ground make a neki also. At least just read La ilaha illallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that place, because that ground is going to record, you committed this guna here on me. So let the guna, let that ground connect one neki and good deed. Astaghfirullah. La hawla wa to be completely pure, that is Allah's quality. And you are insan and you don't try and become Allah. But you try your best to save yourself from guna. But then you resort to tawbah and istighfar. So wherever we get caught up, listening something, music, some ghibat we got caught up, we were indifferent. Once more. Been so kind, Allah's mercies, He brought us here to the Khanqa. He made us here and speak about these things which we are all in need of. I myself am the most in need. We are all in need of it. Now just make that little effort to do it also. Make that himmat. Allah has given us that courage. Just use that courage and we'll see the fruit of it for the rest. It is this music that brings the thought of zina in a person's mind. You are with your wife and now suddenly you're thinking of another woman. Now you are in zina. Eh? Where does this listening to this music? And even if you are listening to it involuntarily, it has got also an effect. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that sometimes you have to take your medicine to have its effect. The eyes, what you are looking at, it will have its effect. But you can curb it by just the thought of keeping it out of you. You can curb it, but still it will have some effect. Try and for that reason also make shukr. Yeah, we are in the masjid, no music here. We are no woman to look at here, no haram. So it's when they found under his pillow chocolate wrappers, that when he puts a blanket over, quietly he's eating chocolates. So like that, if we are now sitting here like now, we are very pious, but when we in our tents on our own, we put the blanket over and we take out the cell phone inside. Or we open the internet of the heart. And now we are going on such hard, the introduction of the jala open in front of us. Who stays away from the soccer, the World Cup, all the commentary? Who stays away from all the... There is all the jala's workings and everyone is caught up in it. Everyone is just going on to, whether it's Ramzan, not Ramzan, whatever it is, any festival, in the name of the world. No, the Muslims' ingredient before success are these qualities, Iman, Taqwa, thinking of the Akhirat, never thinking of ourselves more pious than others, or even thinking of ourselves as pious, but that we are working harder and harder to gain proximity, closeness to Allah, then see how Allah will change even today the conditions.